Luke took a deep breath, and Ben felt him harnessing the force to chase away the tendrils of anger and worry, replacing those negative emotions with focus and calm. He would not rise to Talon's bait. "We enter in the fan formation we agreed on," Luke said. "The jade shadow and the black wave in the lead, the rock hound in the center and above us all. Communication is going to be erratic at best and will vanish entirely the closer we get to Avaloth's planet. Every ship has the flight path laid in. Negotiating the path through the twin black holes as we go towards Sinkhole Station will be tricky but doable, and much safer with the rock hound standing by. If we get separated, every ship also has the rendezvous coordinates laid in. Once we begin our approach to the planet, we should all be on high alert. Avaloth may come at us with everything she's got. Or we might get lucky and take her unawares." Ben and Vistara exchanged glances. Vistara, who had actually met Avaloth, shook her head slowly. Neither of them thought that would happen, and they knew Luke didn't either. But it was technically a possibility. "We'll regroup there and assess the situation. Make the rest of our plans from that point on."
"Agreed. The situation is constantly changing and unknowable, but we will adapt. We are Sith."
"And we are Jedi. We know how to adapt as well. Jade Shadow out." The second the channel was closed, Ben blurted out,
"Dad, what happened on Clatooine? Where's Jaina?"
Luke turned around to look at Vistara as he replied, "Your Sith friends decided to violate the technology-free zone of the Fountain. Moreover, they apparently used their lightsabers to hack off pieces of Wintrium, though no one can find them. It seems that the Starstalker acted on its own, and the rest of the Sith very much regret the diplomatic incident, which could, by the way, lead to the overthrowing of the Treaty of Vontor and the liberation of the Clatooinian people." Ben's jaw dropped, and Vistara's brown eyes widened. Ben thought about their conversation with Kelcad in the market, and the implication that some Clatooinians, at least, were not happy serving as their ancestors had. He wondered what was going on Clatooine right now. And while he was glad at the thought of what was technically slavery coming to an end, he wasn't naive enough to think that it would be a peaceful termination. He hoped Kelcad would be okay, but supposed he would never know. "I don't believe that for a minute," Luke was saying, "and I don't think anyone here does either. As for Jaina, she came to report on the current situation back on Coruscant and to bring her vessel to the fight if it comes to that." Ben looked at the Maw, yawning ahead of them. He thought about tentacles and cold, slithery need. His reaction was better than before, but he still could think of about a million other things. Make that about 4 million he'd rather be doing than voluntarily going back into this place to face this mysterious Avaloth. He was only vaguely comforted when he glanced over his shoulder and saw that Vistara, too, looked like she'd rather be anywhere else but here. "Here we go," Luke said quietly. And the strange fleet of Jedi, Sith, and a former roguish prospector turned gambler turned businessman moved forward into the gaping mouth of the Maw.